I'm Don Molino in the voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network Studios, powered by Louisiana Propane. At the Board of Trade, soybean futures finished the day lower. January 10.87 1/4, down 6.5. November 10.94 3/4, down 6 3/4. March cotton 63.87, up 19. July 65.91, up 11. January rice 10.09 1/2, down 5. March 10.40, down 6. March corn 4.48, up 4 1/4. July 4.61, up 4. March wheat at Chicago 5.34 1/2, down 1/4. July down 1/4 at 5.50. March sugar unchanged 33.50. September also unchanged at 34.15. February live cattle 226.95, up 27. April 226.90, up 20. January feeder cattle 335.50, down 15. March feeder cattle 330.15, down 27.
With over 100 years of Stoneville cottonseed excellence and BASF's drive for innovation, cotton growers get new ways to win. Like our latest breakthrough, Accent Flex technology, now available in Stoneville cottonseed. Our new trait platform will give you superior native traits and more choices for weed control in the future. Ask for Stoneville cottonseed and watch your crops come up stronger with improved yield potential and fiber quality. Visit stoneville.com to learn more. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
South Louisiana Ag Consultant Blaine Viatar reports over some unusual happenings this year in the 11 sugarcane parishes he consults south of I-10.
Started off with two freezes and up to 8 inches of snow, which is abnormal. But when first ripener applications went out in our area, we have some small pockets here and there. Looks like the ripener applications that were made just for one reason or another didn't take. We're not seeing the cane testing like it normally would, and we're also not seeing the visual symptoms of the glyphosate applications that we use for ripener. We've ruled out all kind of application errors, and it's just hard to predict from what we've seen, but it looks like it just may be an environmental phenomena due to the unusual hot, dry weather that we had during some of those earlier ripening applications.
I'm Don Molino, the voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network.